Bez Hashem, continue with Pele Yoitz and share number 265, the topic of Goy, non-Jews, and how to live in the world properly with the non-Jews. And here, the Pele Yoitz is telling us in our second shear on this topic that one should use his wealth and his influence to foster peaceful attitude and relationships, and to avoid jealousy and strife, which unfortunately needs a lot of work. Before I even continue, I'm going to share with you a story I've told you in the past, but it's very appropriate, especially for this topic. Like I said in the previous share on the recording, I apologize when my voice sounds, I'm a little under the weather here. Many years ago, I had the schus to learn with an older friend of mine. When I say older, so I was maybe in mid-30s, and he was in the mid-90s. He had a few years on me. He didn't like when I would stand up for him, so I would wait for him to come into the room and then turn the light on. So this way I'm standing up for him. But I did it in a way he didn't get upset that I'm standing up for him. He looked at me. I'm like, no, I'm just turning the light on. Okay, fine. He went through a lot of tzaras, and as we would learn, he would point to the picture on the wall of his family who were killed by the Nazis in Yimach Shemam. And he said, you know why this happens? The anti-Semitism. He says, because it's our fault. He says, we bring the problems upon ourselves. And we cause jealousy. We cause them to be jealous of us. That's what he said. And he was talking back in Europe, in Russia. And then he said, here also, he says, he would tell me, you people. I mean, well, he didn't mean me personally. But he would get it out of his system, like every time we sat down together, basically. He forgot, he just told me the same thing last time. Okay. And he would say, you people don't realize what you're doing. Building these mansions and these fancy cars. You think the guy you don't see. You think they're not jealous. You think they don't have hatred building inside of them towards us. Zvav Adar, we're a week away from Purim. This is one of the reasons why there's anti-Semitism. Flaunting wealth. There's no necessity for it, no reason for it. The Pele Yoitz is telling us, Vimhirchi if Hashem is gevuloi. If a person was blessed with wealth, Matan Odom Yarchiv loy. He has to understand that Hashem gave him this wealth to do good with. He says, you know what he should do with his wealth? Use his wealth to give gifts of charity to non-Jews once in a while. Show them that you're taking care of them as well if you have the capability of doing so. As the Pasuk in Kohelet says, send your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it. Shlomo Melech is teaching us, the Chochem Mikol Adam, that staka here, charity in this case, should be given to all. And such generosity does not go unrewarded. And one never knows the salvation, the unexpected salvation that can come because one showed chesed. And I have to stop even before I continue with the words of the Pele Yoitz and share with you a story. I'll tell you the source, where I got the source from, and it's accurate. Rav Shmuel Kundal of Shalom, in a children's tape called The Longest Pesach. The Longest Pesach. I'm not going to say the long version of the story. And it's brought down, it's real. There was a little boy, a non-Jewish boy, who worked for his uncle in the bake shop, bakery. And he was one time sitting by the street crying. And the great Rabbi Chizkiah Landau, the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, was walking by. And he sees a little boy crying. And he says to him, "What's the matter? Why are you crying?" He could have just walked by. And he says, "Because I have a hole in my pouch. And I lost the money that I sold the bread for my uncle for the bakery. And I'm afraid to get back to the bakery. I'm afraid what's going to be waiting for me if I get back without any money." The Noi Yehuda took out money from his pocket. He gave it to this non-Jewish boy. Adka. That's in the part one. Years later, this boy grew up. He now is a teenager. He was a little boy, now he's a teenager. He knocks on the door of the Noi Yehuda. Noi Yehuda opens the door. And he says, "Rabbi." He sees this non-Jewish man standing there. "Do you remember me?" He says, "No, I'm sorry, I don't remember you." He says, "I'm the little boy that you gave those coins to, and you saved me from a beating from my uncle." "So, yeah, years ago, yeah, okay. Everything okay?" He says, "No, everything's not okay. My uncle wants to poison the bread so that after Passover, the Jews are going to come by the bread, and he's going to poison the bread. And I had to come and repay you for the kindness that you showed me." So the Noi Yehuda says, "Thank you." Closes the door. He wonders, "What are we going to do? It's the last day of Pesach. The next day, tomorrow, Pesach is over." Make a long story short, as they call it, the longest Pesach. They gather everyone in town. They make an announcement. And they say, "We made a mistake. Pesach is not over tomorrow." "Pesach over tomorrow? What do you mean? Of course Pesach is over tomorrow." "No, we made a mistake." And why were they saying this? Because they wanted to buy time to get to the authorities to take care of this scoundrel before anyone should get hurt. And Kachava, they took care of the problem, took care of this uncle. Then they come back to shul and they say, "Pesach is really over." You can imagine the confusion. Go, "One second. Is Pesach over? Is Pesach not over?" So that's the part of the story which is not, that's the humorous part when they on the tape and the recording, how they say it, haven't heard in years. My kids are already a little older. It's a true story, Abayi say. True story. You've heard this before? Okay. That's why they call it the longest Pesach. But that's what the Pelioit is teaching us over here. We don't realize acts of kindness, how years later, not that we're looking for it, but it can only benefit us. As we said the last time, even by a little child, a non-Jewish person, make sure you treat him properly. Let's Hashem continue with this very important topic next time.